Howdy, folks. Statistics show a lot of college students pursue knowledge but never gain on it. I'm Pat Buttram for Delicious Double Mint Chewing Gum, and this is just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, it's just entertainment. And all the fun starts when you folks join us here. That's why we're so happy to have you tune in. I think it'll make you happy to enjoy Delicious Double Mint Chewing Gum every day, too. There's a lot of pleasure in the smooth, satisfying chewing and the tasty double mint flavor. You carry a pack with you all the time, so it's handy to enjoy as often as you want. Delicious double mint gum, yes, sir. You sure meet some entertaining characters in the big city, you ever notice? Like the other day, I saw a fella go into a second-hand store. Said he wanted to get a second hand for his watch. Imagine that. Personally, I never saw much sense in a second hand anyway. Probably because one of my ancestors was a minute man. About the only time you use a second hand on a watch is when somebody says, I'll be with you in a second. And this second hand tells you how big a liar he is. I guess we all tell lies occasionally. We call them white lies, but I don't know. I notice the Bible draws no line about lying at all. It says right out in the book of Revelations, all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone. Looks like there might be quite a market in the hereafter for asbestos bathing suits, huh? But maybe we ought to have some singing right now. Let's hear from Marion Morgan first. Your song, Marion?
Keeping Out of Mischief Now.
Keeping out of mischief now. Really am in love and how. I'm through playing with fire. It's you whom I desire. All the world can plainly see. You're the only one for me. I have told them in advance. They can't break up our romance. Living up to every vow. Keeping out of mischief now. All the world can plainly see, you're the only one for me. I have told them in advance, they can't break up our romance. Living up to every vow, keeping out of mischief.
Keeping out of mischief now. The best way I know for keeping your appetite out of calorie mischief is to chew light, wholesome double mint gum, I'll tell you that. It helps satisfy that urge to indulge between meals, you know, in high-calorie snacks. And double mint's delicious and long-lasting, which helps even more. Enjoy it often, Well, today I understand the Buttram Symphony plans to give us the bird. I don't know. How about that, Frank?
We're going to play the bird polka.
Thank you.
Sounded like a bird fight there, didn't it? I'll bet Bob Tebow in the Halloran Quartet and like that one. He's a bird watcher, you know. He's always after me to mention that he chews double mint gum while he's bird watching. It's quiet and pleasant. Helps pass the time. Of course, holding binoculars up that long, I don't see what else Bob could do but chew double mint. And I tell him there's no need to mention every single situation where it's convenient. No, it's clear enough just to say that you can enjoy it most any time, along with just about anything else you're doing. And it's real pleasant, too, so you just enjoy it often. Delicious double mint chewing gum. And now let us enjoy Buttram bonus time. Today's Buttram bonus is a travelogue, and we pay a visit to the Leaning Tower of Pisa. And if you took a tour of the tower, the guide would charge you 16 cents, so you're making quite a saving just listening to me, see? You're ahead to start with here. The famous tower offers a pretty good object lesson, I think. That is, anything that's off-kilter is apt to attract more attention. That's something that's normal and on the level, see? There are several towers in Pisa, but they don't get much notice because they don't lean enough. The Leaning Tower tilts 17 feet, and it's leaning another quarter inch every decade, they say. And since the ancient landmark is subject to the shivers, well, heavy traffic is barred in the vicinity there. The marble base for this tower was sunk in the sandy soil back in 1174 A.D., and it wasn't completed nearly until 200 years later. May have been some strike trouble, I don't know, or something. But when the first architect looked up and saw the tower leaning, he tried to make the best of it, but the city fathers, they accused him of sabotage. And he went back to Florence. I suppose Florence was his wife, I don't know. Then another architect took up the job a century later. I like the way those fellas jump back into action that way, don't you? Well, there are a lot of superstitions about the Leaning Tower. In 1846, there was a severe earthquake there, and some folks say the tower swayed way over and touched the ground and then sprang back into place, but I haven't been able to check that out yet. But through the centuries, the tower has leaned into a supporting wind from the Mediterranean, 7 miles away. And some folks think the tower will stand as long as the wind holds out. I know the guides, they're very philosophical there. They say if the tower falls while you're inside, well, you can always sue the government. Some experts figure at the present rate that the Leaning Tower will topple over about the year 2000. So if you have grandchildren planning a trip to Pisa later on, you tell them to please stand back, will you? And that's our Buttram bonus for today. Here's four fellows who always lean on each other. The Halloran Quartet. You got anything ready for us, Jack?
You bet we have, Pat. A shanty in old shantytown.
It's only a shanty in old shantytown. The roof is so slanty, it touches the ground. Just a tumble-down shack by an old railroad track, like a millionaire's mansion
keeps calling me back. I'd give up a palace if I were a king. It's more than a palace, it's my everything. There's a queen waiting there with a silvery crown in a shanty, in old Shanty Town. There's a queen waiting there with a silvery crown in a shanty. Just a shanty old town.
Well, that, as the bull said when it came out of the China store, about breaks it up for today. Just Entertainment walks into your radio every weekday, tries to make these few minutes enjoyable and relaxing, wherever you are and whatever you may be doing. Double mint chewing gum is for your enjoyment, too. It's healthful, wholesome enjoyment while you work or have fun or just rest. It's delicious to your taste, believe me. It's smooth and long-lasting to chew. You get some today, folks, and enjoy it often. Delicious, satisfying, double mint chewing gum. I'm Pat Buttram, and I've noticed that about the time a man finally understands women, his wife won't let him go out at night. Goodbye now.
Whispering